They began at the Embassy of the Dominican Republic, calling for answers to the 2009 disappearance of rights activist Juan Almonte.
Juan Almonte!
Witnesses say police kidnapped him. Authorities call him a fugitive. Barbara E. Joe is Amnesty USA's volunteer Caribbean coordinator. In more than 20 years with Amnesty, this is not the first Dominican disappearance she has seen.
Where is Juan Almonte? We want to know. His wife wants to know. His children. He has six children living in the Dominican Republic. They have a lawyer looking, and it's just a complete blank.
Then it was on to Romania. The issue here, housing, specifically for the ethnic Roma minority, hundreds of whom have faced forced evictions.
Stop forced evictions!
18-year-old Belen Medina says no one should suffer such discrimination.
Housing is a fundamental right, and I think that we can also see this could be anyone else, this could be another group, and that I don't believe that it's okay in this day and age to ignore the plight of any people, no matter what their ethnicity or race is.
We won't stand
for violence in Sudan!
Next up, Sudan, whose president faces two arrest warrants from the International Criminal Court for genocide and other crimes in the war-torn Darfur region, charges he denies. Ned Laskowski is president of the Save Darfur Coalition in Seattle.
What we want to continue to give to the people in Sudan, in Darfur in particular, is a message of hope, that we're here, we haven't given up on them, and they shouldn't give up on themselves.
Shame on you!
At the Indonesian embassy, that message even attracted attention from inside.
People have the right to speak!
Here the focus turned to Papuan rights advocate Philip Karma.
He was at a peaceful rally speaking for the Papuan people. He raised a flag that the Indonesian government has called illegal. And for that, he received a 15-year sentence for peaceful expression. And we consider him to be a prisoner of conscience who needs to be immediately and unconditionally released.
Gay, straight, love does not discriminate.
Finally, after a stop to promote gay rights, most went on to the Embassy of Zimbabwe, championing human rights defenders like themselves.
Human rights!
When do we want them?
Sarah Hager, Amnesty USA's Zimbabwe specialist, says it is scary to know the risks other activists face.
To stand here today with police monitoring our activity and have no fear about it, I had no fear coming here today. Whereas if you're a member of Women of Zimbabwe Arise and you go to protest, you know that there's a good chance you're going to be beaten that day.
It is for that reason, Hager says, she and other activists came to show their solidarity. In the same spirit that inspired the first Get on the Bus Day in New York 17 years ago. Alex Villarreal, VOA News.
Human rights!